But first, let's turn our conversation to, I think, a service I will be needing every time I hear about the trauma that is state capture. But let us focus, or alleged state capture, let's focus more on what we discussed yesterday. If you'll recall, we spoke to Mia Lindeke of our EWN team with respect to the nurses and other healthcare workers who gave some perspective on how traumatic what they face on the ground is. We also spoke to a number of two listeners who had the access to Compassionately, one of whom, Claudine, indicated the lack of trauma services in terms of psychological support that she felt that she and her family got. She understood, of course, that the healthcare workers are doing as much as they possibly could, but felt as though there wasn't much of a catch-all, particularly for the young children in her family that were facing bereavement, to face some kind of support. We thank you to you, listeners, as always, put forward wonderful ideas in terms of people we can reach out to. The next person I'm speaking to is Daphne Whittaker. She's office manager at Community Intervention Center, which does give some form of counseling. Daphne, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
What kind of counseling do you provide? I mean, is it specifically for trauma or grieving, or is it quite a broad sense insofar as how much we're dealing with under the COVID-19 pandemic?
We deal mainly with trauma cases from the various police stations, victims of crime. But since the beginning of the lockdown, we broadened our services. We assist any and everyone who are experiencing any traumatic incident, might it be due to COVID, due to losing your job, especially with our healthcare workers now that goes through a lot of trauma and need that support. So we offer our services. We help people, although we are based in Tableview and Milmerton, we even helped people in Namibia.
Oh, wow. So you've got a telephonic line, I know, which I'll give out towards the end of our interview. You know, is it on a volunteer basis? Are they all qualified counsellors?
We have qualified counsellors, and then we also have lay counsellors, which is our volunteer base. We have about 20 volunteers and 8 permanent staff.
And have you got Claudine, our listener, was mentioning the difficulty for children. I know this is difficult without particularly necessarily a guardian. I don't know if they require sign-off from their family to get support in this regard. Can a young child who's having a difficult day or might need to go through get some support? I mean, is it advisable for them to pick up the phone and call a toll-free number or a hotline and maybe begin that process out of context of their home situation?
Our helpline is available 24 hours. We have 2 people that's qualified play therapists, especially for children who need assistance.
Okay, so you're suggesting it is advisable for children to sort of speak with a stranger therapist in these where they might need support.
Anyone is welcome to phone. We will assist if there is any case that need more specialized services. We have our people that we work with that we refer.
Okay. So with a support of, 8 counselors with great qualification and 20 volunteers, as you rightly said, able to help all the way from Milnerton to Namibia, you guys can call the 24-hour line at 082-821-3447. I see you do your counseling in person on WhatsApp and on Zoom, so it is socially distanced. And very grateful, of course, for that support from this NPO. That's the Community Intervention Center, normally taking on work from the SAPS, but of course so many more issues, the vagaries of domestic abuse, child abuse, and I imagine all kinds of psychological impact of the lockdown remain things that they are able to handle, particularly being qualified therapists. If you'd like to give them a call at any time of day, that's 082-821-3447. We'll keep that number with Bruce if you need it. It's 6:30.